tide. Let's go.
Woo! All right, let's take a look at our weather forecast today.
Today's forecast, a lot of sunshine, blue skies, marine clouds. Just a perfect day to go outside and relax. That's your forecast. We'll be right back.
Yeah, sunny day, sunny day, sunny days. No clouds in the sky, but a getaway feels like it's been a freaking decade.
Hi there, everyone out there in the 1-2 world. You are listening to Oliver here on 1-2radio.com. Yes, I have been gone for a little bit and, quite a while actually, but it was over the summer and there were so many things happening in my life that I needed to just step away for a little bit, also to recharge my batteries. I think you know that kind of feeling, but I hope that you managed to tune in once in a while to listen to all these manifestation shows that I've done with guests over the years, and also Law of Attraction, that you got something out of it, trying to put it all together in just sort of one package. So every Wednesday there was something new to focus on when it comes to the Law of Attraction and manifesting and realizing the life that you really want to live. Anyway, I'm happy to be back, and this is the new show of the year, and we're going to do, of course, a prediction show for the rest of this year. There's so much going on in the world, and it'll be interesting to see where each sign is at, and so that's what we're going to jump into in just a little bit here. I just want to let you know that you can actually join us over in the chat room, and you have to go to 12radio.com. Up in the left-hand corner, you'll see a button that says chat. Click on that. It'll take you to our Facebook group where we can chat with each other. That you may want to have your input or just make it more interactive and more live. It's sort of a good place to go if you want to be more of a participant of the show itself. So it's always a good place to show up, and I encourage you to do that. As I said, I'm happy to be back. It was quite a summer. A lot of things have happened, which I can elaborate on on a later date, but one thing is for sure, you know, it was one thing after the other that sort of put me in a situation where I was faced with a lot of challenges, and there was many times where I just wanted to throw the white towel in the ring and said, I give up. It was to the point where, you know, when a new thing popped up, I was just like, I couldn't even get upset anymore. I just had to laugh because obviously it was thrown at me because I can handle it, I suppose, but and I could. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel now, sort of come out on the other side. And I did what I needed to do. And this is sort of also a lesson, I guess, to a lot of people that may find themselves in the same situation, that sometimes the best thing to do is to surrender, especially when you're up against situations that in the moment you can't do much about. Is just about being patient and wait until you see the results of what it is that you have started in order to sort of rescue what's around you. Make it sound very dramatic, and I only do it because we don't have time today to go into all these details about what kind of summer it has been for me. But not everything has been bad. No, not at all. I'm just saying that it has been met with a lot of challenges, and I got to add to realize that apparently I'm resilient. You know, my I had a dear friend Nestor that some of you might know. He's been on my show before, and he said, "You're a vampire, Oliver. You keep coming back," and I suppose I do. not that I think I'm a vampire, but I, you know, it's you rise and you wake up and you see life for what it is, and you learn from it, and you learn how to set boundaries. You give yourself an opportunity to make your mark and say, "Listen, no, I'm not gonna move away from what it is that I believe in, and I'm a strong believer in this. I don't believe in unfairness. I believe that we need to live in a fair world where everybody have an equal chance to be who they are. And I also believe that if people, they treat you unfair, I don't care whether it's people, organization, or company, or whatever it is, they need to be aware that, you know, they messed with the wrong person, me." So it's been like that. But anyway, here we are. It's a fresh new start. I even went ahead and I cut off all my long hair. And it was sort of like people called you, you know, "Did you have a Britney Spears moment?" I was like, "Yeah, kind of." You know, it wasn't supposed to be that short. I looked bald when it was just cut off, but it's growing back now, and it's growing back more healthy. My hair at that point, when it was got long, was when it was getting longer, it wasn't healthy. It was falling out and it was breaking, and I was kind of frustrated. So it was a good thing that it got cut off, and it was sort of a, it was a representation or symbol of a new life, embracing a fresh start, because God only knows. I'm a little bit excited because on November 19th, Pluto will finally leave Capricorn. Yay! For good. Or at least not until for the next 250 years it'll come back, something like that. Well, anyway, I won't experience it again this lifetime. It's moving into Aquarius for the next many years. And but on November 19th, it's moving out of Capricorn, which is something I'm looking forward to. I think this last bit was just Pluto stirring up a little bit of shit, for me. Are you sure you're ready? Are you sure you don't want to do that bird phoenix one more time? Where you burn in the you become ashes and you rise from the ashes. I was like, yeah, I think I'm done. I think I'm done. I've tried that a couple of times now. I think it's time to move on and move into something better. Okay, so I can feel it. I can certainly feel it. It does feel like, and this is gonna sound a little crazy, but I do feel like Pluto is sort of its grip on me is sort of slipping now. I can feel it's moving away from me. It's time. It's done its job. It's done what it needed to do, and I've been through the ringer, and that's okay. That's okay. As they say, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. I guess that's kind of what this has been. But I'm grateful for a lot of things. I've also realized that I have a lot of support in people that I love. I have a fantastic family. I have fantastic friends, and they honestly don't know what to do to make sure that I'm okay. And and I hope that everyone out there, you're just as blessed to have fantastic friends and family that can support you when you go through challenging times, because it is absolutely crucial that we have that in our lives. And so that said, let's move into the predictions for the rest of the year. So this is from today, October 2nd, until December 31st. And as I said, there's lots going on in the world. I won't go into all of it. I do feel that we are moving into a place where we are, a lot of us or a lot of people are ascending. Some people will not. But I also feel that there's a great awakening happening, not a great reset, but a great awakening happening. And has nothing to do with the politics in the world at the moment. It has more to do with the individual and the light that's being brought forward. And I think that if you pay attention to that, that's a shift in consciousness, because I think that people more and more realize that we need to come together, us who have things in common when it comes to working for something better for ourselves, our families, our friends, the world. We need to come together to lift the energy. And so let's not go into too much of a discussion about what's going on in the world, but let's look at each sign. And don't forget, just because I mentioned your sign, you may also want to check out your rising sign, your moon sign, your Jupiter sign, and your Venus sign. That's where you'll find all the information. So if you have time to go back and listen to all of this when it's archived, which it will be later, then you might find it interesting to see if you can see a correlation between the different the different messages there is for each sign. And here we go. We start with Aries because that's where we start. Well, we always start with Aries. And I'm going to turn one card. Well, let's do two because I need some context. So here we go. Aries for the rest of the year. And we got the Page of Swords and we got the Hermit. Okay. So one thing is for sure, Aries, you are being noticed for everything that you're putting into this world and what it is that you're doing and who you are as a brilliant human being. Sometimes it can mean that somebody's spying on you. Sometimes it can mean that you have a stalker. And sometimes it can mean that you just really made yourself noticeable on social media. So people, they are gravitating to you. And that almost sometimes can cramp your style. I'm not saying it is, but for the rest of the year, you'll see that that will actually escalate over the next couple of months here to the point where you are going to go into a hermit mode, because a hermit is right next to it. So once you've been out in the world and once you've been noticed, once you've sort of had everybody looking at you and going, oh, wow, Aries, you are going to need to just, again, I'm going to say it again, recharge your batteries. You are going to go into this hermit mode where I won't say that you're going to close the door and separate yourself from the whole world. That's not what I'm saying. But you certainly are going to make more time for yourself, meditation, walk in nature, whatever it is that makes you feel like you are connecting with a source that can ground you, where it's not always about giving your energy away. So just know that this is going to continue for a little bit towards the end of the year. I sense that the hermit mode actually will kick in around Thanksgiving, US Thanksgiving. And I say US Thanksgiving because Canadian Thanksgiving is coming up next weekend, actually. Not this weekend, the following weekend. So there is a Canadian Thanksgiving as well. So US Thanksgiving, you will see that things are going to go to, like, it's a sort of a halt. You're going to say, I had enough, and I need to sort of be myself for a little bit. So you're definitely in the limelight, which is not a bad thing, because once the new year starts and you feel more refreshed, then you have already laid the groundwork for all your projects, what it is that you want to achieve, new job, new directions, whatever it is where you want to go. You have already made a name for yourself in a certain sense. So take that in mind and go out and enjoy the rest of the year and know that you have plenty to give this world, okay? Taurus. We are going to move into Taurus now. And we are now doing this Earth. We're going to get a little grounded here, hopefully. Not that that has anything to do with anything, but the earth signs, they should actually be representing groundedness. Not necessarily me. I got so much, well, I don't have a lot of Libra in my chart, but it is my rising and moon, so it takes that Capricorn in me off the ground once in a while. Hey, so I don't climb to the mountain, I fly to the mountain, up the mountain. Anyway, Taurus is about you. And here we go. We got the Nine of Swords, and then we got the King of Cups. So, Taurus, the trials and tribulations that you may have encountered over the past little while may actually spill into the next couple of weeks here as I keep going on here in October. And the funny part is that when we look at the Nine of Swords, it's usually that it's not other people being cruel to us. Rarely. I mean, we may sense that, but it's often because we expect so much of ourselves. And if we don't meet a certain deadline, if we don't live up to people's expectations, what we think in our mind would be people's expectations, and if we don't seem to be just the best that we can be, we can get really hard on ourselves. And Taurus, I sense maybe you've been a little too hard on yourself, because obviously there's lots you want to achieve and you will achieve it. And it's not that it's out of your hand, but remember the roadblocks that seems to be occurring around you, they're occurring in your mind and they're self-inflicted more than they're inflicted by other people. That's what swords they often represent. They represents the air, the thoughts, what we have up in our head, and we tend sometimes to forget that we need to bring that into our body and into our hearts and work from that place. But the good news is that is what you're going to discover on this journey until the rest of the year. You're going to discover that maybe you should get out of your head now. It's time to get out of your head and jump into your heart and let the King of Cups here, who wears his heart on his sleeve, who's very connected with the water element and thrive. He thrives when he's near water. And I really believe that if you want to rescue yourself from these thoughts that may have been creeping in and upon you for the past little while and going into October, I think that finding a rescue around water would simply put you in a better balance. So keep in mind that when you are near water, and I'm not talking just about standing in the shower, I'm actually asking you to find a lake or an ocean or something like that, or a waterfall, wherever you live in the world, source it out and make it your go-to place, because it'll remind you of why you're here and what you really have to accomplish. And when you're being reminded, and when you see that and you feel it, there's no stopping you. I mean, the bull in the China shop, right? Don't worry, it's not going to go that crazy. But you are really going to make a difference. So will you promise me that if you are being hard on yourself right now, that you will seek out body of waters, because that will absolutely bring a lot of peace and kindness to your own heart, and you'll remember who you are and why you're here, all right? So that would be from now on till the rest of the year. All right, dear Taurus, we are going to go on to Gemini. And Gemini, you just don't have one person to deal with. You also have your alter ego, Gemini, right? The twin. Not that we all don't have an alter ego. I'm sure we do. We all do. But it's so much more prevalent than you, dear Gemini. It's so interesting. Oftentimes when you are around Geminis, you never really know who you're going to talk to today. My niece is a Gemini. She's beautiful and gorgeous. And she seems pretty consistent, though. But sometimes I'm like, who am I talking to today? Is that you? And all my other really beautiful Geminis. And my dog, my little Marco Polo, is a Gemini. June 11th. And he is just, well, I don't even know if he knows that he's a Gemini, but he's pretty consistent in who he is. He's a little prince. He gets what he wants. He should get what he wants because he's so damn cute. Anyway, Gemini, I digress. So here we go. You are again looking at what we looked at for Aries, the Page of Wands. This is the Page of Wands, not the Page of Swords. Sorry. There we go. And we got the King of Swords going on. So you are really enjoying life at the moment, and it seems like that's going to actually move on. You are honestly living your life as this newborn kid or this young teenager who have why do things have to be so serious, you know? And you know how to create joy for yourself, because you are absolutely a joy to be around on any given day. Because that's just who you are, Gemini. But you are literally just allowing yourself to live life the best that you can possibly live life. And for that, I really commend you. But you are going to move into a more of a serious place, because the King of Swords come up here. And the King of Swords has always messages that he wants to convey. They can come during the day, during the night, oftentimes through dreams. So I want you to, the next little while, as we go into the rest of the year, pay attention to your dreams. It's not that you're going to stop playing, but there's going to be messages for you that's going to make you maybe grow up a little faster. I'm not saying that you're a kid, but when I'm looking at the playful and the joyful you that do a lot of play, I do sense that there's something there where it's going to put you in a place where it's time to be serious now and finally get results. And I'm not saying that because I think that you didn't get any results before, but right now it seems to be that it needs to be more focused. And the messages, as I say, they will come through the night. I really believe that your dream state is where you're going to get a lot that you can work on in your awake state. Keep a notepad by your bed and a pen, and just if you wake up in the middle of the night, just quickly jot down a keyword or two. It doesn't have to be a paragraph, just so when you wake up in the morning that you can remember what it is that you were dreaming about, or at least have an inkling about what it is that you were dreaming about. It will do you a lot of good, and it will get you ready for 2025 in a way that I don't really believe that you have an idea about, because it's going to be fantastic. Anyway, so there you go, Gemini. Notepad and a pen, dream state, but don't forget to stop to play, okay? Because that is who we are. So Cancer, we are moving into Cancer right now. A beautiful water sign, sensitive water sign. What is it that they say? The sign more moody than Capricorn is Cancer. I don't know if that's true. I'm not moody at all. Not at all. Of course I am. I'm so moody sometimes, I'm so happy that I live my single life, which I really love because I would drive anybody crazy sometimes with my moods. But then again, I'm very good about it. I'm very honest about it. I just go into my room, close my door, and say, "Leave me alone for the next 3 days." That's literally what I do. So when you're self-aware in that sense, then it shouldn't harm too many people. So Cancer, you are getting the Death Rebirth card, and then you're getting the Moon. All right. So you are going through a transition over the next little bit here where it is going to feel like an old part of you is dying, to make room for something new. It may not just be a part of you. It may be something around you that seems to cease to exist in your immediate reality. It's of course not physical death. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about something that ceases to exist within you or around you or without you, around you. So it ceases to exist. So it's gonna feel like a loss. But remember, it's only to give room for the rebirth of something new and something better, because we cannot fill a vacuum or a place with something new if it's full of stuff that doesn't serve us anymore. And I think this is your realization that you're coming to. And also because I sense that, over the next little while, you're also going to look at the world for what it really is. Instead of looking at the world, I'm looking at the moon here that you got, which is funny because that is your ruling, not planet, because it's not a planet, it's a satellite, but it is your ruling element, the moon. So, which is really interesting because the moon represent so many things that are beautiful, but it also represents illusions because the moon doesn't always tend to show you the full picture. It looks beautiful on the outside, but when you dig deeper, you start seeing all the ugliness that sometimes lie below. And this is your rebirth into understanding that, it's time for you to see the full picture. So you're going to spend the rest of this year shedding the old or getting rid of the old, what no longer serves you. That is the death. That is the letting go. And then recreating the new you, which is going to involve you allowing yourself to step away from seeing things just as a beautiful thing, but seeing the whole picture so you can make better decisions as you move forward in life. So keep that in mind, because there are a lot of that. I see about two or three decisions that Cancers they have to make over the next couple of months here before the new year, before the new year. So two or three decisions, and one of them might be actually life changing. The others, they may just make it easier for you to make more decisions down the road. Sort of you are laying the groundwork for upcoming projects, upcoming way of living, which will hit you sometime in the new year. So keep that in mind. So we're going to move into Leo, our beautiful Leo. Leo, where are we with you, Leo? As we move forward here, okay, we are looking at the Nine of Pentacles. Of course we are, because Leos, they like to make money, and let's see what that entails. And that will mean that in order for you to do that, you're also gonna you got Seven of Pentacles, you got Nine of Pentacles, and then Seven of Pentacles. Allow yourself to give yourself a sense of patience. Okay, so this is what's happening. You are certainly been planting a lot of seeds, absolutely, and you're waiting for this. There are certain rewards that you have already collected out of all of this that you worked so hard for in the past, and it's certainly given you a sense of happiness. But also, what it is, it's enriched you and enhanced your life within the way that you look at finances, the way you look at career, the way you look at relationships, and the way you look at your spirituality. It has enhanced all of that and allowed you to give room for that. But there's going to be sometime between now and the new year, there's going to come a time when you're going to feel that you're a little antsy because there's still things you want to see accomplished or things you want to see actually happening in your life, and you're growing a little patient. It's interesting because I was just sharing this with a client the other day about this particular sense of the Seven of Pentacles that I look at. Is that, it's like, planting a row of potatoes. I mean, you can sit there and stare at it and wait for it to grow, and it's going to feel like forever. Okay. Or you can go about your business. Know that I planted this, it's going to come in divine timing. And remember, divine timing is not always your timing. And go about your business, do what you need to do. And this is a lesson that you're going to learn over the next little while here. And I say lesson because it is one of those things that when we learn that we did the initial work. I mean, we planted the seeds, and we nurture it because it has to be nurtured, but it doesn't have to be watched over, because then you forget and neglect everything else around you, which you can't afford. I don't think any of us can, because we have to live. And so instead of obsessing about these things that you have put in motion and you still don't see the results, allow it to come to you this time, instead of you going to pick it up. And I think you can, because this is the promise of what I'm looking at, and what they're showing me, is that it will come to you, and I said in divine timing, which is such an irritating way of saying things don't always work out the way you want in your timing. But once it does work out in divine timing, it couldn't have been more perfect, and you will be so happy that you found a way to just wait it out. Because what is being lined up for you in the background, which you can't see, is like, see, it's the unseen. It's simple as that, is the unseen. It is happening even though you can't see it happening. And once it shows up for you to be in your immediate reality, it's going to look much better than whatever you in your dreams could ever have, magically pondered up, or built for yourself. It's going to look much, much better. So you know better what it is that where you planted your seeds. And remember, we can talk career, we can talk finances, we can talk relationships, because you're putting yourself in a position where you will be ready. And when finally everything pops up and is there for you, then it's going to be exactly better than you it could have imagined yourself. I really mean it. It ties right back to the Nine of Pentacles, because it's not that you can't manifest. God only knows Leo can manifest, but they do it partly also because they do the hard work. And what I love about Leos, and I always laugh at this, is that people, they always say, talk about Leo's ego and so on and so forth. But I mean, I'm not going to laugh at it because we all got an ego. But what I think is so funny is that Leos take pride in themselves, and they don't want to deliver something that they can't really say, yes, I put a lot of work into this and I'm proud of it. So that's where you're at. And it's going to be a good rest of the year for you, Leo. So 2025 is going to look even better. I believe that. But let's move on to Libra. The scales, the balance, which is part, well, which is my rising and my moon sign, by the way. So I'm interested to see what it has to say. I'm gonna try not to project here, and just allow it to come to me, and what it is that they want me to convey from the cards to you. Because they are quite a crazy up there sometimes. They like to play tricks on me, on all of us. And thank God I got a sense of humor sometimes. Let's see what's going on, Libra, here. Let's just look at it. Oh my God, we got the Queen of Cups. And which is actually beautiful, beautiful. And then we got, what have we got here? We got the Nine of Pentacles again, like Leo. All right. So this is going to be fantastic, Libra. I mean, talking about balancing the scales. I mean, this is what you're all about. You can't have one scale out of balance. That just irritates your eye. Like things have to be aligned so it looks balanced. And even your life. Mind you, I have met Libras who can be messy, but I swear to God, their mess is in balance. Trust me, they know exactly where within their mess they have their stuff. So I'm not going to say anything. Don't mess with the Leapers' mess because they know what they're doing, which I find hilarious. You know, we always think that balance comes when things are neat and tidy and it just has its place, but it's not always the case, you know, and sometimes we adapt to the way that we do things, which there's nothing wrong with, you know. It's just who we are. I mean, God knows I can be messy, but that's why. And I also know exactly where I got my mess, for the most part. But I do like to, when I pick something up and I take it out, that I put it back in its place when it's done. But that's about me. Hey, oil, hey, my Libra moon, Libra rising. You have healed a lot of things within yourself over the past little while. It's going to continue a little bit into the next month here. And the healing part, I feel, from the Queen of Cups is that you have really prayed and you have really done the right things. You have invested in yourself and you've emerged more in alignment with who you are, which is the balance that you have sought within yourself. And I think this is working out for your for everything that needs to go on in the next few months here, because you're going to reap the rewards of all of this. You those fruits are going to be ripe just to the for your picking. The Nine of Pentacles, as I said, that is where you see gain in all areas of life, finance, career, relationships, spirituality. You're going to see gain, but only because you're invested in your own life and because you balanced yourself out, so to speak. You may have had help, that's fine, but you invested in it. That's the big difference than for somebody who just sits there and wishes for things to happen. You know, well, I prayed and I didn't see anything coming. And, you know, sometimes you got to move your feet too. You got to go out and make it happen. You say the prayer, then you go out and you make it happen. Nothing is that simple, never in this life. For some people, yes. But then again, you got to wonder, is it really? Because we all have a story. I mean, I don't care who you are. We all have a story. And we may make it look like we may make it look easy. That's the whole magic behind everything that we do. We make it easy. We make it look like it's easy. And without people knowing that how much work that has been put into it in the background. But then when we show up, it's like, oh, it's child's play, which of course it's not. But you've healed a lot in yourself and you're going to reap the rewards now. And that's going to be before the year's over. I really feel that you're going to be able to buy some really expensive Christmas presents this year to your loved ones. Or if you celebrate anything else where there is presents involved, you certainly are going to spoil them. But allow yourself to stay in that mode. And I think you are because you have been taught some techniques now that you're going to take with you into the rest of the year. And it's not like you're going to constantly sit and meditate over in a corner, you know, for days out, days in. But you are going to take what it is that you've learned. Those things that the components that really works, and you're going to scale it down to something that is more fitting your lifestyle and who you are in this moment. And you're going to continue doing it. But that's just like a tune up, you know. Sometimes we have to have that, right? Because the scales are balancing. That I can assure you. And you're going to reap the rewards from it. And that I'm so excited for you because you deserve that. And as we continue, we're going to move into Scorpio. And I just need to take a sip of water if I can find my. I used to have a water bottle. Oh, there it is. And because I'm getting a little dry in my mouth. All the talking. And but this is important. This is good stuff. This is good stuff for you guys to know as you move into the rest of the year, that this is about your journey. And what it is that you can finish that you can sort of tie up loose ends before the new year, so you can start the new year afresh and with new ideas, and know that you are ready to take on a 2025 like you haven't taken on any other year before. So Scorpio, let's look at you, beautiful Scorpio. Let's see what's going on in your life, my dear. And you got the Seven of Swords, which is which is such a, some people will say it's the worst card in the whole deck. I don't know if that's true, but Seven of Swords is often associated with betrayal, sneakiness, and and feeling that you're being blindsided. But let's see what follows that particular situation, and that is the Empress. So you may have felt that here the past year, there have been certain moments where you feel like feel the sense of betrayal, or where you feel the sense of somebody being sneaky around you and not giving you all the information that they should have given you. Or you may have felt that that you couldn't always count on people, or somebody was out to sort of like pull the rug under your feet. All these things seems to be associated with the Seven of Swords. And remember, we cannot forget, when we talk about swords, we're talking about mental energy. These are thoughts. It may just be what it looks like in your mind. I'm not suggesting you're crazy, but it may not have anything to do with reality. But what it has done is it has given you a sense of knowing that if you have to rely on somebody, rely on yourself. And that's true for all of us. I mean, at the end of the day, we only have us. You know, when we go to bed at night alone, it's just us we have. Or it's just ourselves we have. And when we wake up in the morning, ourselves. I don't care if you have a spouse or a girlfriend, a boyfriend right next to you, or not even a dog. But it is just you. It's you and your thoughts, and you're on your own with that. So the trick here is that when a lot of things they pop up in our mind, is not to dwell there, because then it is that it can manifest in the body, it can manifest in our immediate reality. When I say yeah, I'm sorry, I got this frog in my throat. But what I want to say is you're capable of taking this to a whole new level now, because you are going to wake up probably someday here in October. It's your birthday month also at the end of October. It's going to be your birthday month, right? So what it is that you are going to allow yourself to really understand here is that you can abandon all those thoughts now and step into a place where the Empress plays such a big role in your life. And that's about feeling safe. It's about being sort of Mother Earth. I don't care if you're a guy, but if you can imagine sort of being the nurturing kind, but also the person that looks after others, and know that when I really work on my own, instead of relying on thousands of other people's, I actually do best. And I think, but remember, we're just talking up until the end of the year. I'm not saying that you shouldn't actually collaborate with other people ever again, but I'm saying up until the end of the year, you're going to find out that this whole journey was about you and discovering who you are, and you're going to do it beautifully. And that is something that you're going to sit with over the next couple of months here. And don't worry too much about the Seven of Swords. That I really want to stretch that. Don't worry too much about it. Remember, it may not have anything to do with reality. It may just have looked like that, and it had just been popping up because you needed to end up where you need to be. And that is to be able to be more of the nurturer and look at the bigger picture, the Empress. Okay. Going on to Scorpio, Sagittarius. We are moving up the ladder. We're moving on up, Anyway, Sagittarius, let's see where you're going to point your bow and arrow this time, where it has been and what it is that you're being called to work upon within yourself. Let's see, dear Sagi, you get Ace of Swords. It's funny how so many swords are popping up. It seems like we're all just living in our heads. And then the Four of Pentacles. Of course we are living in our heads, because we don't know what's going on in the world these days. It's almost like there's something new going on all the time. So we live in our heads, because that's where we go when we try to solve things or understand things or be reminded of things. But if we could just take that long journey down to our heart, remember they say that's the longest journey. If we journey into our heart and then rule from the heart, then everything else really looks so much better. And whatever is being thrown at us will not matter. The Ace of Swords, the beginning of you seeing clearly in your mind where it is that you want to take yourself in the future here. What I'm sensing with the Four Pentacles, you want some stability in your life. You sort of want to be more grounded. If you've been flying all over the place, both literally and maybe just metaphorically, you want now to sort of have a home base or something that feels more grounded, where you sort of can go and rejuvenate when you have to. It doesn't matter whether you have to find it outside of your current living situation or where you're living, or it doesn't matter if it's occurring within it. But now, as you see clearly, like coming into October here, what it is that you truly wish in your life, and that seems to be a more stability and more stable life. I think that this is the time when you are going to embrace that idea and you're going to work with it. And I think about in a 4 months' time, you will have achieved that goal where you're going to feel more grounded and you're going to feel like you don't have to move around so much anymore, only if you wish to, because you like to be on the go. You Sagittarius, you love to be on the go and you love to travel. You love to see the world. And I don't care if you have to buy Globe instead, then do that and then spin it and see where you can go next. But I'm telling you, having a sense of stability and knowing where you belong within all of your attempt to see other things and getting the move on itch, you know, things are going to look pretty good for you. In the sense that you are going to be able to exactly that, hone in on your stability and where you need to be. So the platform is there and you're going to move into that by the end of the year. You're going to, whether it's specifically physically that you're going to move into a brand new place, or you're going to create safety within the space that you're in right now so it feels more permanent, we will see when we get there. But it's certainly one of the two, and it's going to feel good to you. And I root for you, and I hope that this makes a lot of sense to you, Sagittarius. We are moving into. Did I forget? I feel like I forgot a sign. So Capricorn, we got Aquarius, and then Scorpio. No, we're on the right track. If I forgot a sign, please remember, you call me, write me, seriously, and say, Oliver, and then I'll fix it next time before we get on the air. Because then I apologize. I really do, because I can't believe that we're all only three signs left. Okay, well, we do. Well, the next one, of course, is none other than Capricorn, who they're climbing to the top. The mythological symbol of Capricorn is the goat with the fish tail. So they move very well through water as well as they know how to climb a mountain. So very resilient, that sign. The grandmothers of the zodiac, the wisdom that they carry with them as they are born. Capricorns always come across very old and very knowledgeable and whatever when they are younger, and then eventually they grow into themselves and they decide, oh, I can't do it anymore, now it's just time to play. That's sort of how I feel. I can't be so serious anymore. But let's see what's in store for Capricorn. I am curious because that is my sun sign, so here we go. And I would say that I did not shuffle these cards good enough, so I'm being told that I need to shuffle them two more times, because I think that's it. All right, I think we did it. Let's see. All right, you get the Seven of Cups, which often talks about addiction, but addiction can be many things. Let me elaborate on that. And then you get the Three of Swords afterwards. So And I can tell you right now that even though it looks like a horrible ending to this year, what it really is that you are allowing yourself to identify what it is that you need to let go of in order to be all that you can be. The Seven of Cups, as I said, often represents addiction in a sense. Like it's water. It's when we feel that our full potential is not being fulfilled, or if there's something there that we're trying to hide, we tend to cover it up with something that can become excessive. It doesn't have to be alcohol. It doesn't have to be drugs. It can be just about anything. It could be shopping. It could be anything that pops up, and it becomes almost like obsessive within us. Sex, for instance, can be an addiction. You know, many things can be an addiction. So wherever you see yourself sort of obsessing over something, that might be your addiction. But remember, it's there to cover up something else that has cost you this Three of Swords, you know, the breaking heart, so to speak. They often say that the Three of Swords, they represent balance, where a third component came in and created imbalance. And that is part of what I will bring back to what it is that is masking something for you, where you have to that has done something to you, so you have to mask it with something that may look like an addiction. So the good news here is that you are going to identify that, because this is going to be your job. Now the Pluto is leaving your sun, okay? This is going to be your job to identify these things, so you can make things better for yourself, so you can get rid of it. Because you've been given a gift here. You know, God only knows that Capricorn, the Pluto has been on your sun since 2008, and it's been exhausting for a lot of Capricorns. I gotta tell you, it has been so exhausting, because the Pluto planet in Capricorn was all about, you know, war and communication and how we treat each other, and it's been a very aggressive energy, so to speak. It's literally been the survival of the fittest in many cases. So you're being given a gift now that it's decided to, that is now moving on. So you want to be in the best shape completely. So identify these little things over the next little while here, over the next month's time, and implement changes that you need to make in order to move forward. Because once you're on the other side and your heart is healed and all of that, then it's nothing but bliss from there on. I'm not going to say it's going to be bliss every day, but it certainly is going to take on a life of its own and give you an opportunity to see that life doesn't always have to be that bad. All right? So Capricorn, know that. And work with it, okay? So, dear Aquarius, you are sitting there waiting for what's going on in your life. And I know it's almost like at the end of the show, and I did the traditional way here today, instead of just what I do sometimes. I just jump in between signs, so it just becomes so boring, and that you go and turn off your radio because I'm just going to wait for my sign, you know, which is understandable. I do that sometimes too, but I'm telling you, Moon rising, very important, and Venus and Jupiter. So here we go. Aquarius, you got the Seven of Wands. That's somebody who needs to go to a retreat, or has to be into a retreat, or who finally have learned how to navigate yourself in a way that it gives you peace of mind. So what you're doing at the moment, or what you have done, is really spending a lot of time getting to know you. I don't care if you've been dating, or if you've been busy at work, or if the family has been pulling you in all different directions, but you have on some level given your time for yourself to build up an immunity that will not get affected by stress and everybody around you trying to always pull at you. So that is there, that you cannot run away from. On the contrary, then you get the Chariot. It's going to bring movement forward. So you wanting peace, that's what you think. But what you actually have done by creating this scenario where you are at pretty good odds with yourself and feeling good about yourself, and now you can just go on, live the rest of your life as it's pure bliss, and you don't have to worry about anything. What I'm saying here is that that's not how this works. As much as I wish that was the truth, but it's not. Because and I don't even think you want that. So what you're going to see is that you are a little, maybe not literally, but you're going to be picked up by the Chariot. And you are going to be able to race through whatever it is that you need to race through and get to the other side with all the knowledge that you've been given yourself. So I'm saying the other side. I'm not saying you're going to the other side per se, in the sense of you moving on over to heaven or wherever you think you belong. But it's more about you going to where you can be of more benefit or more useful to people and those around you. Because I think ultimately you have this incredible heart that sometimes may be a little bit overlooked, because you're carrying the symbol of the water bearer and also the aquarian themselves, an air sign who has a bad reputation of can be cold and distant. But I don't see that is the truth with all Aquarians. I think that's might just be stereotypical. But it's giving you an opportunity to move forward so you can really be there for those you love. And so take that on as a, I wouldn't say challenge, but take it on as something beautiful that you can really embrace. And this is what you've been preparing for, not to take care of your family, but to be there for those you love and those you care for. And if you have a spouse, be more nice to your spouse, or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, be more, kind to them. Or if you've got family members that you may not at one point have said the right things to, came out a little harsh, go make sure you make peace with that. So there's so many things where you're going to arrive after all of this that's going to change your life, but it's also going to change other people's lives. I hope that makes sense. That's your rest of your year here. Okay, we're going to move into Pisces. That will be take us actually to the end of the show. Go figure. Coming up next, of course, is Raven. She's going to dive deep into her rabbit holes. And then, of course, Jay and Alan afterwards. And it's going to be a great lineup tonight. So don't go anywhere once this show is over. Anyway, so Pisces, let's see what's in store for you. And again, two cards. And I think, did I shuffle enough? Yes. I'm being told yes. The King of Pentacles for you, Pisces. That's good to know. That's you. I have to come to you when I want to be taken out for dinner. Pisces, and you're going to make more of it. Ace of Cups. So, hey, what can I say? Money's on your mind. Or at least for quite a lot of you. Remember, this is a general reading, so obviously it has to be, but take what you can from it, even if it doesn't directly speak to you. There might be something in it that actually does speak to you. But anyway, you got the King of Pentacles. It's your stability. It's you being able to, in a smart way, invest your money and do what you want with it, but also create an environment for yourself where you feel safe and where you feel home. And feel at home, because you are Pisces. I mean, it's important to nurture your sensitive feelings, which I don't think there's anything wrong with. I hate when people say, oh, you're so sensitive. That's a good thing. That's absolutely a good thing, because when you're sensitive, you're more aware of what's going on around you. You're more conscious of people around you, and that makes everything so much lighter and so much easier. And these people who say you say that way too much, that's because they haven't figured it out yet, but you have. So that's going to lead to absolutely you bringing this whole stability, in a sense, and making the money and being where you need to be. It's going to lead you to a place where you are giving yourself an opportunity to make even more cash. You are literally going to brainstorm in your, either with a good friend or somebody else, or just sitting and brainstorming there with yourself, jotting down notes on a piece of paper. But you are going to come up with something very creative that's going to create even more income for you. Well, they do say the two most richest, the two signs in the zodiac that have the most money and who are the most wealthiest, that would be Pisces and Virgo. Whether that's true or not, I do not know. I know who I've forgotten. I think I forgot Virgo. I think I totally skipped Virgo. Oh my God. And we're coming to the end. Oh my God, Virgo, did I just completely ignore you? Anyway, I will go back and listen to it because I can see I don't have time now. And if it's the truth, then that will be the first thing that I will post, that will next week's show, that will be work Virgo. Anyway, more money for you, Pisces, and I am so happy for you. You are absolutely deserving of this, and that's all I can say for you right now. That's going to be the rest of the year for you. So all you beautiful people out there, this is absolutely the end of the premiere of new shows here with Oliver. It's been a long hiatus. It's been about 3 months. I'm happy to be back. I can't wait to present you with new guests, new topics, new things to be inspired by, maybe also give you something to think about over the next little while. And I know some of the guests that I have planned to get on here, they have lots to say, and that's going to be interesting. So you guys, you have a beautiful night. It's not over yet. Raven Up is up next, and then of course Jay and Alan. So don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. You can find me over at 12listen.com every day, where I would love to take your call and talk to you. Don't forget that. And I'll be back next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific. You have a good night.